is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it. It is 6 after on this Tuesday. Hope your weekend was enjoyable. I hope you took time to remember exactly why we have Memorial Day weekend. Some gave it all so that we could be here today. And that's the key here. Breaking news this day. Mike Dubke, the president's communications director, leaving the White House after just a few months. The start of a wave of changes as the West Wing struggles to get a handle on its messaging. Dubke serving for 3 months before tendering his resignation May 18th. He offered to stay through the overseas trip. Trump accepted. He's been trying to help restructure the press and communications operation and is parting on good terms. Dubke came in with few patrons, never was able to get a team together or get the support he needed. Dubke still coming into work. His last day has not been set. His job is likely to remain open for a bit. Trump is considering much broader changes, including the possibility of bringing in David Urban, a prominent GOP lobbyist who was a senior advisor on his campaign as chief of staff, we are told. I've told you for 2 weeks that Reince Priebus is gone. Good sources telling me that Reince Priebus is gone. It's just a matter of time. Of course, this would bring the criticism of more military people around him. Urban, who is credited with helping Trump win his big state of Pennsylvania, brings seasoned political judgment, no personal agenda. He's a West Point grad, has a master's in government administration from Penn and a law degree from Temple. Urban was on Trump's plane and in his green rooms during frequent campaign stops in the Keystone State, and the two became cell phone buddies. Other stories circulating that Trump met with two top officials from his campaign, Corey Lewandowski and David Bossie, about joining the crisis communications war room he's setting up, perhaps as part of an outside-inside duet. This is all part of an Axios News print-up that just came out moments ago. These are not polished characters being brought in, though Urban at least has Capitol Hill connections. They are killers. And Lewandowski in particular makes conventional folks in the White House very nervous. Experience suggests he will not only indulge Trump's most combative instincts, but goad them. Trump loves the word killers, we are told. So here are the changes that are planned for White House messaging. Sean Spicer will stay as press secretary, but do almost no on-camera briefings. I think that Sean Spicer still does not make the six-month mark. That's my bet. On the over-under, Sean Spicer is on the under. More briefings will be on record but off camera. Trump likely to travel a lot more, at least once a week. Trump taking fewer questions from the press when he's on the road. We'll take more questions when he's appearing at photo ops with foreign leaders. And the reason being is he says things exactly the way he wants them to be said. And the translation, I guess, is when he says that he can't be second-guessed by his staff. Let's go to the hotline. Matt checking in. Matt, what's on your mind?
Well, these courts are blocking Trump from implementing his immigration policy because he said that he wanted to ban all Muslims on the campaign trail, right?
He said something to that effect, yes.
Okay, yeah. He also said something similar, that he wanted to kick out all illegal immigrants that were in the country. So if he started deporting more people than they want, would they go back and say that's racism and he can't deport them? How far are we going to go with this?
Well, you know, it's as far as the radical courts will let it go. Yeah, as far as the radical, because as you realize, anything that he does can be stopped by one you know, one activist judge anywhere, certainly on the West Coast of America. Thanks for checking in, Matt. And his agenda can be shut down. And we can watch a news media go into a frenzy over just about anything. I mean, this whole Jared Kushner thing means nothing. In fact, now new reports are suggesting that Jared Kushner didn't even ask for any sort of communication with Russia, that it was put forth by Sergey Kislyak, not Jared Kushner, meaning this frenzy is overblown again. Doesn't surprise anyone, does it, that the frenzy is completely overblown again, completely, I don't know, completely at odds with what the truth is, all right? So there you go. Meanwhile, I want to point your attention to Texas, where Sanctuary City's protesters tried to shut down the government of Texas yesterday for a period of time. Governor Greg Abbott there set down a new law cracking down on sanctuary cities recently, but the mob has basically moved in trying to stop what's going on in Texas. It was brought under control, but this is more and more what we're seeing. They think the mob rules. In fact, I would like to share with you, though, something that was said by John Kennedy back on the 30th of September, 1962. President Kennedy at that time blasted the governor of Mississippi for defying the law and the decision of the courts. But where are those liberals today? Because are we a nation of laws or a nation of men? When it comes to defying the law, here's what John Kennedy had to say many years ago. Go.
For our nation is founded on the principle that observance of the law is the eternal safeguard of liberty, and defiance of the law is the surest road to tyranny. The law which we obey includes the final rulings of the courts, as well as the enactment of our legislative bodies. Even among law-abiding men, few laws are universally loved, but they are uniformly respected and not resisted. Americans are free, in short, to disagree with the law, but not to disobey it. For in a government of laws and not of men, no man, however prominent or powerful, and no mob, however unruly or boisterous, is entitled to defy a court of law. If this country should ever reach the point where any man or group of men, by force or threat of force, could long deny the commands of our court and our Constitution, then no law would stand free from doubt. No judge would be sure of his writ, and no citizen would be safe from his neighbors.
You see, the mob can't rule. John Kennedy knew that. You can't just have people deciding what laws are going to follow, which ones they are not. That particular year, the president federalized the National Guard of Mississippi to get done what needed to be done by the law. But the president has not signed any new laws. The legislature has not send any new laws. He is merely enforcing the laws on the books from past sessions of Congress, from past presidents and their signatures. At least John Kennedy got. Of course, John Kennedy would not be welcome in the Democratic Party today. It's 14 after. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show.